Some other things, too, that we're mixing in, including what's going on in Washington, the House canceling the recess and returning on September 25th. I'll explain all of that. Right from the get-go, we have Luke Vargas. He covers the UN for Talk Radio News. Always fun to have him on the show. Lukey, everyone's talking about Syria still. Assad vowing to destroy chemical weapons, and a lot of people pretty critical or cynical about that, saying, yeah, where's the proof in that? How do we know for sure that we'll get all the chemical weapons? What do you know?
I don't know anything. We're all just going to wait and see what Assad wants to do on this. It's, you know, I actually came prepared tonight with topics outside of the realm of Syria because I feel like a stuck record just talking about this every single time I have a chance to be on with you. So I have some other stuff. We've got the General Assembly starting, actually underway as we speak, technically. But the dignitaries from around the world don't start coming in until Monday night. There are apparently 131 heads of state that will be speaking at the UN next week. And this is, from a rough calculation, the second most that have ever attended. So it seems to be that as much as the UN's name gets dragged through the mud on occasion, there is cause to think that it, at least a lot of people around the world think it's a place to come and to give their opinion. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's a bad thing. But a lot of them will be coming. And there are three countries I've picked out of particular interest. I wanted to start with Iran. I'm not sure if it's a topic you've been discussing too much on the show, but they have a new president there elected in June. He was sworn in last month, Hassan Rouhani. He gave an interview on NBC tonight saying that Iran is not going to develop nuclear weapons, that it's something they never want to do, as well as the fact that he has the power to initiate negotiations with the West over nuclear regulation over the nuclear program. As you know, so we're seeing some developments from Iran in the immediate run-up to the General Assembly. So obviously, it's an event that people want to dress up for, politically and otherwise.
Is there hope that things will be different this time around with the new president with Iran, or is it kind of wait and see?
Well, Iran has said this before. These kind of statements have been uttered before, and then we see how little confidence there is by the U.S. and others that those words will turn into action. So the question here really is whether this reflects, you know, sort of a recalculation of Iranian policies towards the West, or whether this is just a PR pitch by the latest political puppet of the Ayatollah. I think we don't really know yet. It's worth noting that in a lot of ways, Iran's standing in the region has decreased since they became involved in the Syrian conflict. Today we saw another announcement from Iran's leaders that they are releasing 11 of the country's top political prisoners. 8 of them are women, 3 of them are men, a lot of them lawyers, many of them involved in the 2009 protests surrounding the presidential election, the Green Revolution. So we may be seeing another calculation of how Iran deals with the West, but they may also be trying to present a more moderate face to their own people. They are not universally popular, even though there is a clampdown on public opinion polling in that country. They may need to present a new you know, attitude towards the Iranian people as well.
Yeah. The you know, as you said at the beginning, you're talking about the 131 countries. To have 131 countries speaking for this General Assembly, this takes quite some time, doesn't it?
I haven't sat through the whole thing before, and not many people do, from what I understand. Your ears will bleed. I mean, even in the most interesting Security Council sessions, most diplomats come prepared with statements that don't speak to each other at all. It's not really negotiations or a debate in the traditional sense. A lot of times, pardon, there's some alarms going off behind me. You know, you'll see America speak third or fourth, and they'll say the same introductory 5 paragraphs about the importance of the Syrian conflict and giving the death toll and expressing their same, you know, condolences. So, I would expect a lot of repetitive themes at the General Assembly, but at the same time, we will be hearing things probably spoken by a lot of world leaders that don't get a lot of attention in the major bodies of the Security Council. One of the other countries I wanted to talk about is Brazil, because we heard yesterday, Dilma Rousseff, the president of Brazil, saying that she was going to be canceling her state visit to Washington, which was scheduled for next month. She was supposed to meet with the president. She says she's going to cancel it because of revelations stemming from Ed Snowden's leaked documents, showing that the NSA had been spying on her and her top aides and monitoring her personal communications. And she said, I haven't been pleased with the assurances I've been given from Obama, and until we see some change, I'm going to stop this visit. But it just so happens, I was looking at the schedule for the speakers next week, and the first person to speak at 9 o'clock on Tuesday is Brazil, and second on the roster is President Obama. So there is almost no chance he won't be in the wings hearing her talk about the NSA. And she's one of a number of American diplomats who are very peeved about the NSA revelations, including our friends in Ecuador and Bolivia and Venezuela, who we all talked about a few months ago. So, again, more interesting political issues will probably come through the UN next week than have over the past few months, and I'm excited for that.
Yeah, so am I. Good stuff, Luke. We look forward to hopefully catching up with you next week and seeing what some of this turned out to be, especially with Iran and Brazil and whatnot. So thanks so much, Luke Vargas.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, I mentioned Syria there at the top. One thing I would want to come back to is Syria's president is saying he's going to welcome the return of UN investigators to follow up on more allegations of chemical weapons. You heard me say to Luke, I mean, really, how do you know? And how can you be assured that the chemical weapons are accounted for, even if there seems to be this full cooperation? Assad said he hadn't had any time to analyze the UN investigators' findings, but stressed that they have more work to do. I'm going to give you a quote. He said, they haven't finished it yet. It's clear that the rebels were behind chemical weapons attacks, not his government. That's what he is saying. But when you look at a map, and I've explained this on a previous show, hey, guess what? They are strongholds of the government. So explain how the rebels could have gotten into those areas. It makes no sense when you look at the trajectory of the rockets and where they ended up. But okay, we'll play along. So Assad is vowing that his government is going to comply with the deal to hand over and destroy chemical weapons, but says the time frame, this is the thing, is uncertain. Costs are going to be big, up to $1 billion. $1 billion. Whoa. See, that's the thing. We knew this wasn't going to be some cupcake walk anyway. And he's saying that his decision to sign on had nothing to do, by the way, with the military threat by the United States. Uh-huh. In the meantime, Russia, good friends, Vladimir Putin, with President Assad, denounces the findings of the UN report, saying that the report was distorted. Distorted? I thought it was just a factual list. And certainly there was no fingers pointed directly at Assad at all. That's what I would say. But the Deputy Foreign Minister, Rybakov, said that the report was built on insufficient info and that Russia had its own evidence from the sites of the August 21st attack that, according to the estimates that are out there, the estimates that the U.S. is saying anyway, killed more than 1,400 people. Coming up, budgets and Benghazi next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Fascinating thing, you delight me, and I know you're speaking of me.
Fascinating thing. The fight over here has been won. The House has voted 40 times to defund, change Obamacare, to repeal it. It's time for the Senate to have this fight.
They're saying they'll present a continuing resolution that will defund Obamacare. They're saying pass it or we'll shut down the government.
Here we are again, back to the same old argument that we've had since the entire time that I've been doing America Tonight. It's a landmark. I can remember it every year. I know when things are happening. Hey, we're getting close to Halloween because we're talking about the government shutting down. Are you sick of hearing that? I'm sick of hearing it. It's like chalkboard, you know, running your fingers down the chalkboard. You know how that sounds? Yeah, it's kind of like that. Seriously, to me. Why they can't come up with a way to maneuver around this, I don't get it. I mean, I guess I'm answering my own question, right, America? They cannot set a budget. Can you imagine in your household, and you know, because it's probably happened to you when something's changed in your life, where all of a sudden you're bemoaning the fact that you really have to pay close attention. You have to know what's coming in and what's going out, but you figure it out, right? So these guys don't figure it out. Let's push it aside, push it aside, push it aside until it's right on top of us. I mean, for goodness sake, there is a committee to work on this. And it's not like they were passing a bunch of laws, because not even 20 laws will be passed this year. Not even 20 new laws. Laws that could help in some areas, things that have been proposed that have just been put on the shelf. And immigration? Oh, that's a joke. Immigration reform? That's just conversation. That's all that is. And a distraction sometimes. So you heard Boehner there, the Speaker of the House, and you also heard Chuck Schumer. And, of course, now the tug of war is what's been thrown into the middle of the room is Obamacare defunding. So Boehner, who's in that precarious spot because, there's five different factions of Republicans now, and he's trying to please all the masters because, hey, he likes being Speaker of the House. So he's got to keep his fan base up. So at first he was on board with trying to figure this out, raise the stakes, whatever. And then he jumped on the bandwagon of Obamacare, meaning he announced, as you heard there, stripping money out of Obamacare from a stopgap spending bill to keep the government running after September 30th. Well, I don't know about you. I'm not great with dates because they all kind of, every day seems to flow into the next for me. Maybe that's a good thing. September 30th is almost here, right? We're getting closer to that fateful day. And, you know, pretty much Boehner's saying, digging in his heels and saying, we've got this resolution. The House is going to vote on this probably on Thursday. Might be dead on arrival. I'm going to say that's an easy prediction to go out on a limb and make when it gets to the Senate. The Democrats have said that they're rejecting any attempt to unravel the president's signature domestic policy, his achievement. They're not going to do it. They're not going to touch it. So there was a big gold closed-door meeting on Wednesday morning. I heard they ran out of coffee. They had to run down to Dunkin' Donuts and get five boxes of Joe and bring them up into the Capitol. So because they were huddled for so long, the Republicans that got together for this closed-door meeting said they're going to move it into next. They would move legislation in the next week to raise the federal debt ceiling, delay the implementation of the Affordable Care Act for a year, and lay out a path for tax reform and construction of the Keystone oil pipeline. And, you know, all basically all the Republican appetizers. So there's no way they're going to get Democrats to concede to all of that. In fact, I don't even know. They wouldn't do the Keystone pipeline, I'm certain of it. Of course not the Affordable Care Act. And raising the federal debt ceiling, yeah, they would go for that, but they're not going to go for all the other things in between. So the president accused the Republicans, he was doing a speech to the business roundtable, of trying to extort him over the debt limit and threatening to shut down the government again over what he says is a law that's been ratified by Congress, the Supreme Court, and basically the electorate in 2012. But Boehner is saying the fight over Obamacare is in the Senate, and that the Republicans wouldn't get anything unless they came up with a plan that could pass through their own House. So what does this mean? It just means another standoff. That's what it means. It means that tick-tock, tick-tock, we're going to get to September 30th. And if you or any of your friends, and I know some people listening to America Tonight work for the government in different, you know, in different offices for different branches of the government. I have two good friends that work for, one that works through the Defense Department, actually two that work through the Defense Department, another that works with the Treasury. And now this is just the thing that they're talking about. When they go to work, they're talking about the horrific things still at what happened in the Naval Yard in Washington, but they're also talking about, geez, you think we're going to lose 20% of our pay this time around? What do you think is going to happen? We think we've got to be jumping back to a sequester again. Think they're going to shut down the government without pay for how long? Remember back in the Clinton days, there was a week where the government was shut down? So here's this posturing again. I mean, nobody seems to be listening. Nobody seems to be, here's the thing, nobody seems to be leading. Who are the good leaders? Who are the good leaders in the Senate? Who are the good leaders in the House? I don't even care what letter they wear, what letter they stand behind, a D or an R. It doesn't matter, right? How about some good leaders? I could live with a guy who had a hardcore opinion, did the best that he could, and I didn't always agree with, if at least some of the time he got some things passed that actually helped America. I mean, in the past, we've had some good laws. So I'm not for no government. I'm just not for this big machine that is doing nothing for us. Really, we need to slice and dice and cut out the insanity. Prediction-wise, I mean, this conversation about shutting down the government, this just distracts. That's what keeps happening. That's what keeps happening. So, Obamacare, pushing it off for a year, no way does that happen. They'll never reconcile both chambers. It won't happen. So, it's just conversation. It's just conversation. In the meantime, what we're talking about, the House measure that's out there would keep the government funded through December 15th. You know what the spending rate is? $986 billion. $986 billion. What would have been the lower rate was $967 billion. That was called for in the 2011 Budget Control Act. So it's a nightmare. Their budgets are bust. They are. They've got to get people in that can figure out some kind of compromise. There has to be some kind of compromise, for goodness sake. There has to be, right? All right, quickly, Benghazi. You know, we still don't have the answers over a year and weeks later. And this is just going to go to the end of the year, and I think there's still not going to be any answers with Benghazi, but I think there should be. How about the word accountability? When I talk about who are the leaders, how about embracing accountability? So the Libyan government's not going to allow the FBI into Benghazi to arrest suspects, by the way, for last year's attack on that diplomatic spot, where we lost four Americans, including our ambassador, Chris Stevens. Now, they filed charges against suspects in connection with that attack and, you know, that CIA annex and whatnot. But we're not allowed to do anything. We're not allowed to go into Benghazi. So, sure, they've got these charges, but what does that mean? Nobody is answering for this. Nobody. No terrorist has been killed, captured, any of that. Even though we know the president did say this was one of his highest priorities. One of the highest priorities. We do know this. Ahmed Katala is the leader of the Libyan militia that they believe was involved in the assault and has actually officially been charged by the feds. But hey, nobody's cuffed. Nobody's in a prison anywhere. Nobody's in a hole in Libya or being pushed back to the United States. So we are nowhere near getting any kind of retribution for what happened in Benghazi. Stay with us.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. discount includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
You love that clock. Well, the clock's not only ticking on whether or not the government's going to shut down. It's like the boy who cried wolf. Sorry. Sorry, John Painter. We've heard that too many times. The clock is also ticking, by the way, on Nail the Score. Here's the scoop. Coming up in our third hour for three segments, randomly, we will let you, because we are changing the rules. There's a little twist. We will let you pick your game of the week. I'll give a suggestion, but we're going to let you pick your game of the week, or the one that I throw out, and give us the score. Give us the final score. It may be only 1 week. It's kind of like a red tag sale. Got to get there when they tell you you got to get there. So you got three segments to do it. Plus, you can send us your guess at americatonight.net. Click on contact and send it in. But it can be any of the games on the board in week three. Any of the games on the board in week three. How cool is that? Yeah. So, clock is ticking on the budget, and I'll tell you where it should be ticking, is on answering for Benghazi. I mean, you know, come on. So the House, I think, does hold up the Affordable Health Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, but we know it. It's just the numbers game. The Senate, that doesn't happen there. So we're going to hear this for the next couple of weeks, and then there's probably going to be a punt. Or maybe there is going to be a shutdown for a day or two. And then there's going to be lots of threats. It's always threaten the vets. Threaten the people with Social Security that they're not going to get their checks. And everybody gets upset. They don't understand the details. Or the fact that it's more it's more about putting out a kind of false representations, just saying that that's what's going to happen. And then when you dig deeper, unless it's a complete and utter shutdown, it doesn't happen. All right, let's go to Tomas, who's listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Tomas.
Hello, Kate. Listen, you know, the Benghazi thing, we cannot fight a war with police rules. You can't go arresting the enemy. You know, it's like on Pearl Harbor, you know, we did not try to figure out who the pilots were in the Japanese planes and see if we could send the FBI over to Japan to find them and then bring them back over to stand trial. That is not the way you fight a war. And this is a war against Islamic terror. We have, I think, I may have heard it on your show, there's like 10,000 al-Qaeda's on the, very close to the Iraqi border in I guess you would call it eastern Syria. Yeah, I mean, we could just flatten that place and we'd take out 10,000 of them. You know, trying to find the exact perpetrator who stuck the knife and who. This is war. This is not crime in Chicago. It's different. So that's my view on the guy.
Well, except for if you know who the guy is, like the one that I mentioned, what was his name? Katala. If you know it's him, you know what? There is a way to do this, Tomas, and you and I both know it. It's a thing called Black Ops, and you know that we've employed that before if we really wanted to get the bad guy. You know what I'm saying? But, of course, then nobody knows because the idea is it's all flushed out and it's secret, just mysteriously the guy who, or taken out by a drone strike, the guy that was believed to be responsible for, you know, the ambassador's death and three others has been killed in a bomb attack or something else.
So who wins the numbers war on that? I mean, if I'm the bad guy and I lose one guy, even to a drone attack or a SEAL Team 6, but America loses its ambassador and three other people, yeah, I'm winning that bet. And I can brag about that. And Islamic terrorists can say we can play that game all day long.
Oh, I agree. But, I agree with you. Absolutely. So you're totally 100% right. Yeah.
Now, if my side loses 10,000 and your side loses 4,
yeah,
you know what? I'm going to lose credibility. But on this Obamacare thing, you know, I don't think the Republicans really want to stop it. I think there's a lot of money to be made because a lot of private companies involved. Because all the Republicans have to do is put a little chart, a little 30-second ad and say, okay, if you're making $20,000, this is how much you will have to pay every month, regardless of whether you want health care or not. Not like now, where if you don't want health care, you don't have to have it. With President Obama's plan, you will have to pay this or the IRS will be knocking down your door. And if you make $50,000, you will have to pay this no matter what. Even if you're feeling fine, even if you're a doctor, even if you own a pharmacy, it doesn't matter. Right now, you don't have to pay. You don't have to have health insurance. But with Obamacare, the IRS will make sure you pay one way or the other. Now, if the Republicans said that, Obamacare would be done and dead. But they're not saying it.
Yeah, people like you and people that pay attention, and this is a smart audience, they are aware of that. We've had a zillion people on talking about what the fine would be. And you know, Tomas, in the beginning it's low, depending on whether you're single, married, whatever. But it doesn't matter. A fine is a fine, and it's ridiculous for the people who opt out. And the other part that's not being told, Tomas, thanks, the other part that's not being told out there, and we've told this, I've had many people on just this week. We talked about it with David Hoagland, who has examined this backwards and forwards. Dr. Hoagland talks about how it's a death spiral because the part of this that's not really being spelled out for so many people, people who say this is ridiculous, we need to offer everybody health care, so fine, I'm on board with it. What's not being spelled out is these health exchanges. I mean, they're going to fall flat because part of the problem is the younger, healthier people aren't going to be part of that most likely anyway. They'll pay their $95 fine if they get caught by the IRS, which Tomas is right. They've hired 5,000 agents to go after people who don't have health care so that they can force them into this machine, right? So in the beginning, it won't be as big of a sting, but setting up the health care exchanges, in some cases, they're going to find it's going to be virtually impossible because of the pool of people that you'd even have to be part of that. So here's the solution. If you want health care and you just can't seem to get anywhere, you got to win the lottery. Isn't that the answer to everything these days? So $4 million, that was the Powerball jackpot. You cannot believe how many emails I got from people about running out to, for the first time, go and buy a lottery ticket, because who cares, why not? I think I said this before, but it's the fifth largest in our history, right? The ticket numbers were, because I was bugged about this, if I'm getting 10 emails, it's kind of like, I figure, the way they do it in Congress, if they get 20 calls or 20 emails on something, then they pay attention. So I figure if I half that, if I'm getting 10 emails for, please say the numbers, tell me who won, all that kind of stuff, then I'm going to bring it up. So the jackpot numbers were 7, 10, 22, 32, 35, and the Powerball is 19. And this is like emblazoned in my brain. Here's a stat I can't forget. 1 in 175 million. 1 in 175 million of hitting the lottery. They haven't had a winner the last 11 times. Right? So that's why it keeps growing the way it's growing. So many states are now involved in this, right? It's like 43, something like that. So can you imagine? What do you do with all that money? Well, of course, first you got to pay your taxes. So it's not that round number that I just said. But yes, there's the numbers. If you have the winning lottery ticket, for goodness sake, don't have a heart attack. Get to your lottery office as fast as you can. It would be a shocker, wouldn't it? Absolutely. And then some, most likely. You wouldn't be worried about, oh, how am I going to pay for this? I'm going to pay for my health care. It wouldn't matter. That would just be a drop in the bucket. But what a long shot it is. All right, another thing that so many people were concerned about, a quick update here. The update is on Colorado. With all this rain and all these floods, these beautiful canyons that, you know, so many people run to Colorado to see are just a mess. I mean, they're like funnels. It was described to me by somebody I know that actually lives in Colorado. They said, just think of a funnel, and you're pouring tons of water each second into towns that are very popular, like Boulder, Longmont, Lyons is another one. So hundreds of people are stranded. And you're talking about from Denver north, almost to, they say, the Wyoming state line. 48-hour period. So they're still digging out from the floods. Yes, they've dealt with water, but not this kind of water. Setting all kinds of records. As I said, all around Colorado, it's just absolutely crazy. And the damage may end up being some pretty brutal for these long-term repair. I mean, it's going to take a long time to repair the roads and all the washed-out properties and all that kind of stuff. The good thing is they evacuated so many people. They were able to rescue and save a lot of people. Coming up, the weekly My App is Better Than Yours. We're going to talk about one called Song Pong next.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Let emergency essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
It's mine, but you can have some. With you, I'd like to share it. 'Cause if I share it with you, you'll have some too. Well, if I have a cake to eat, if I have a tasty treat, if you come to me and ask, I'll give some to you. It's mine, but you can have some. With you, I'd like to share it. 'Cause if I share it with you, you'll have some too. And if I have a book to read, if I have a block you need, if you come to me and ask, I'll share it with you. It's mine, but you can have some.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Time for the weekly My App is Better Than Yours. Boy, do we have a good one this time around. I'm telling you, he's in our virtual green room right now. He might, in fact, be messing around with a thing called Song Pong. Michael Gorton, it's his baby, and with Song Pong, you can do all kinds of really, really cool things. Hey, Michael, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Hey, Kate, glad to be here.
So tell me the genesis for coming up with this app in the first place. Was it one of those moments where you were sitting around and you were playing some beer pong, or you were just going back and forth on songs and you decided, hey, this would be cool. Who can't relate to music? I mean, you know, we all come alive through music and trying to guess artists or dedicating songs to people or surprising people with music. How did you come up with it?
Well, okay, so this is a good one. My daughter was 15 years old, and her mom decided to move about 900 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And 15. They love music, right?
Right.
So we decided to create this little game that we played without an app for several years, and it was she wanted me to guess her mood, or she wanted me to learn about a new song from her generation, or I wanted her to learn a song from my generation. So we went back and forth for years, you know, lyrics, moods, new songs. And I was sitting around with a friend one night telling him, you know, how Elena, my daughter, and I were communicating. And my friend said, wow, that's an app. You should make that into an app. And so, you know, we all got the goosebumps and we said, yeah, let's do it. So that's the beginning of Song Pong.
Wow, I love that. And then so when you decide to dive into this and having some technical knowledge, I mean, this isn't necessarily a layup to create an app, is it?
No, you know what? I'm a serial entrepreneur. I built lots of companies. And when we decided to do this, I called a few friends that were programmers and I said, hey, what do you think about the idea? They said, I love it. And I said, all right, let's just do this. Let's not raise money. Let's not pay salaries. Let's just build the app and have fun doing it. Mm. And so we spent about a year building it, and it's pretty exciting now.
How did you, in spending that year building it, is it like, you know, everybody has this image now, anything technical, if you're not in Silicon Valley, you're somewhere in a basement, although in Texas you don't have basements, maybe in a garage somewhere, and everybody's, you know, spitballing, it's what I call brainstorming and throwing out ideas. How did you decide, you know, what's in, how do we pull songs, how did you come up with all of that?
Well, again, you know, we are serial entrepreneurs, and so we kind of understand the process of going from concept to building a company. But the other side is my daughter and I had been doing this for years, so we knew what was working. And, again, I'm the old guy. I still love music, but not like the teenagers and the people in their 20s. So, you know, when we got to the final stages of this, somebody said, you know, this is more than just sending songs back and forth. This is social media. And so we went one step farther and said, okay, let's integrate this into Facebook and let's figure out a way that somebody can tell us what their mood is with a song. Or you know how people tweet lyrics all the time.
Yeah.
You know, let's figure out a way so that we can tell the world what our favorite lyrics are with the song itself.
Yeah. I love that. And that's the thing. We see this all the time. It's like I call is when you're driving down the road and there's a song that's stuck in your head, then you can hear the one lyric, but then you don't know the rest of it, and then you're guessing the, you know, we used to have Wrong Lyric Wednesday on this show where people would come up with what they thought were the lyrics of the song, and then, of course, it ultimately wasn't. What's been the reaction so far to Song Pong?
Well, we are just now starting to push it, and what we're finding is 15 to 29 really love it, because it's a way that, you know, you're having a bad day, and so your friend dedicates the song to you. Or you got this girl or this guy that you kind of like and you don't know exactly how to say it, so you send this song to them via Song Pong. So we're learning a whole bunch of new things and new ways to use the app.
Yeah, very cool. Well, obviously one of your favorite moments has to be doing this and thinking of this with your daughter. But other than that, what would be the best part of this whole thing for you?
It's fun. You know, I like doing things that change or create new industries. And I think this is the very first social media song pong or song game. And so it takes the iTunes library, it takes social media, and marries them together into something, you know, we're having fun with it.
I like that. So we'll see where it all heads. So I'll tell you what, you want to have a lot of fun, and you can either fall into that demographic or outside of it. Song Pong, you can download it on iTunes. Michael Gordon, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight, and continued success with this.
All right, Kate. America, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So apps, I mean, we live in the world of apps, right? And Song Pong is very cool. It's easy to do, and you heard what he had to say about the creation of it. So if you have kids, especially, it'd be interesting to go back and forth with them. You know, I was looking at my own phone today, and sometimes I'll have meet people for lunch or something, and you see how many apps they have, and they can't. I'm thinking, how can I even? The phone is just covered in apps. Can't even see if something comes up. But I have one that's really cool. that I mess around with all the time. It's called Sky Motion, and maybe it's because it's like my form of a rain dance. I'm desperate for rain. Growing up in the East and living in the Midwest, and I'm used to rain. It's like I haven't seen rain in so long. When you live in Texas, it's like a miracle when it rains, especially lately. So that's what the app does. It tells you when in the forecast when rain is expected. I mean, up to the minute. You know, you click into it, it gives you the temperature and everything, and it says no rain for the next however many minutes or hours or whatever, and you can, and it works. So if you're out somewhere and you hit it, it says, you know, no rain for 20 minutes, and then it rains 20 minutes later when you're running around, so you don't have to worry about that umbrella because you're already inside. And I've tried it out in a couple of different places when I was in Los Angeles and whatnot, and it works. It really does. It tracks the rain to the minute. And speaking of tracking, the other thing that I like, for some people this may be old hat, I don't know, it's called Flight Tracker. And you can put in a flight. So if you're waiting for somebody and you're thinking, oh, what, you know, I called that line and at American or Delta or wherever, and I'm waiting. Well, Flight Tracker or even Flight Radar will give you the plane. It will show you the actual plane on the map. You click on it. It tells you it's where it's coming from. It tells you the speed, everything. And you can see how close it is to the airport. If you're waiting to pick someone up, it's very, very accurate. It's the same thing. It's to the minute. To the minute. And it's funny, when you go someplace where it's a crowded area, you just open up, you know, the tracker, and you'll see so many planes. It's like, wow, these planes look like, I feel like I'm pushing tin. They look like they're going to crash into each other. There's so many of them. And you can actually just mess around and click on any plane, and you'll see where it came from and where it's headed and all that sort of thing. But I think what it's really useful for is when you're waiting to pick someone up, or even your own flight. You know, if you're just tracking it, then you can see where it's coming from. In fact, just randomly here, I flipped it on to track, and I've got a United Airlines from Birmingham going to New York. It's at 3,800 feet right now, and it's looks like it's pretty much booking. I'll tell you, the way this plane is moving, it'll be in New York and before we get off the air. Crazy! But very, very cool. Tells you the size of the plane, the whole thing, man. Everything. There you go. The weekly My App is Better Than Yours. If you have any suggestions, send them to me. You know how to find me. Go to the website, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.